Well, someone who had obviously been dreaming of what the future has in store is veteran newscaster Stuart White, who has signed off from the BBC Look East after 37 years. Stuart has been telling Rachel Bannum why he kept his departure secret and how he's been overwhelmed by messages of support. Here's Mark.
As on-screen farewells go, it must surely be one of the most low-key seen on regional TV. Yet it was the way that Stuart White wanted to bow out in front of the BBC Look East cameras, having been a familiar face on our screens for nearly four decades. It was an emotional day for me, and I didn't think I could cope with talking about it to lots of people. I really didn't want to be the centre of attention, he says. I wanted to just do another programme and then just have something that I'd written to say at the end. Only Stuart and the acting news editor knew in advance about his announcement at the end of the BBC Look East Evening Bulletin on Thursday, when he told viewers he was leaving the BBC. The programme's producer, Stuart recalls, was told about half an hour before they went on air. He explains, "I couldn't talk about it during the day, and I couldn't talk about it afterwards. I was okay once I got down and into my car and out of the building. It was all I could do to get out what I had to say. It's a job, and at the end of the day, I just hope I did the job well." Stuart, 74, who lives on the Norfolk-Suffolk border, has presented BBC Look East for half of his life, and he is now looking forward to having more time to himself and to spending more time with his wife Jane and his family. He says, "It may be in a few months' time, if something else comes along which I can do, which won't take up quite so much of my time, then I might want to do it. But I've always felt that if I wanted to do Look East, I needed to do it 5 days a week, every week virtually, which is what I've done." Stuart estimates that he's presented at least 8,500 Look Easts. Taking into account other programmes as well, such as Lunchtime Bulletins, Politics and BBC Children in Need, that total is well over 10,000. Let's Talk last featured Stuart in June 2020, when he was broadcasting from his kitchen due to the pandemic. He returned to presenting Look East from the BBC studios, but recalls, "Broadcasting from home last summer, I realised I quite liked being at home. There are a lot of factors, but actually, top of it is I'm not as young as I was." He adds, "Last year was a good learning curve for how it would be. I was broadcasting at 6:30 p.m, but I had the day before 5 p.m, say, most days, to get used to being at home, and it was lovely. I really enjoyed it." Stuart says he hasn't made any real plans for the future. He's looking forward to spending more time in his garden and perhaps playing a little more golf. If another broadcasting opportunity came along, he would not rule it out. "I'm a broadcasting hack. That is what I do," he says. "Freedom is a double-edged sword. I will miss the company of so many young people who don't treat me like an old person, and having that focus every day to do something which actually gets your mind working really hard. But the opposite side of that is I will have the freedom to actually spend time doing what I maybe didn't have time to do before." Stuart has been touched at the number of messages he has received since he made his announcement. "The single most important thing to me about the last 37 years is that hundreds of thousands of people have trusted me to tell them what's happening day after day, night after night, and hopefully sometimes put some context to what's happening," he says. Look East has had a terrific audience, and their input and their loyalty and support is the single most important thing to me. He adds, "I have just been overwhelmed by the messages. They forwarded a lot from work for me to see, and there have been thousands. I'm humbled by that and honoured by it. I've been absolutely staggered, but I'm really so grateful to everyone." Stuart has covered many big stories on screen, including broadcasting from Soham, covering the murders of schoolgirls Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman in 2002, and also reporting on the Ipswich murders in 2006. A lot of things that I've said at the end of programmes on those big nights are still in my brain, he says. They come out virtually word for word. Those are the ones that you remember. He adds, I've been inside Number 10, I've been inside Sandringham, I've met two or three members of the royal family, and I think it's five sitting prime ministers and no end of cabinet ministers. So you remember those things, but actually the one that will always stay with me is Soham.
Thank you, Mark. The end of an era indeed.